from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you have a nice little Tuesday. It's Rop and Souk. We're your sports bros. We're here for you.
I'm watching some hot pre-NBA draft coverage on ESPN.
Yeah.
They were showing a thing on future Blazer great Donovan Klingon. Kong. And they
is
were
that what they call him? Kling
yeah,
Kong?
That's what they called him in college.
In college, he's Kling Kong. And I think he went to Oak Hill, so they were doing a thing on him growing up.
Oh.
And it's always weird for me to see like a 7-foot kid when he's in like in the ninth grade. It's just, he's playing against some 5'11 center. He's dunking flat-footed. But they were showing him playing during the pandemic, and I just, again, I can't get over how stupid it was, but they were making all the kids on the basketball court wear the masks, but none of the masks were actually on. they were all down below their nose and like below their upper lip. They just had like the chin diaper on, but they all had to wear them in order to play.
Checking the box on that mandate.
Like, of all the dumb things, and believe me, there were plenty of dumb things about the pandemic, and there were some really obviously like good measures that we took to try to help out. I can't think of anything dumber than, yeah, we're going to let you play basketball, but We need you to put this mask on and then not have it cover anything. But please put the mask on.
So if they, how could they even?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't wear a mask and play basketball. You can't breathe in those things just walking down the street.
It's just so stupid. Like either let them play or don't. But the idea that they were showing him, and throughout all of his high school highlights, he had that mask on, and not once was it actually covering his nose or his mouth.
You have me intrigued now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Who are we getting on coverage tomorrow? Like, who are the big?
That I don't know.
Are we going to get Screamin' A up there?
I'm sure we're going to get
pretending he knows anything.
Well, the dude that you referenced yesterday, Jonathan Givony, he's like a big part of it, I think, now.
Oh, is he? It's on ESPN, right?
I believe they have the rights. Accurate.
So it's Woj. Yeah. We'll be on there probably.
What's happening right now, and it just says draft 2024, it's a bunch of hots.
Bunch of hots,
yeah.
Huh?
There's not a dude up there. It's all a bunch of ladies. And let me tell you, it's
they're
impressive.
Stealing the show these days. You know, they got them on there with some of the WNBA coverage.
Oh, we got Jay Billis up there and really Richard good. Jefferson now.
Yeah, who are those two gals there?
I don't know. But for a long time, it was just the two of them, and now I have to look at Jay Billis. Although,
wait, is that Hawk Tua girl?
Wouldn't that be something? Hawk Tua girl shows up on the draft coverage?
I think that those are Malika Andrews and Andrea Carter.
Okay. They're really good. I've watched them talk basketball before, and they're actually they're way better than some of the dudes they have on there.
I do like Jay Billis. I'm a fan of Jay Billis.
Yeah, he's kind of become a little cranky for me.
Well,
he's an old white guy.
He's an old white lawyer.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, exactly. And it shows.
I do like that he's hated the NCAA for like 20 years, and now like everything that he railed against is coming to it's coming to an end. And I appreciate that he's just able to take the victory lap. Oh, and Jay Billis, by the way, wearing Vans.
Oh, Richard Jefferson too.
Yeah,
he's on there.
Speaking of another handsome devil.
So three stories in the club we're going to try to get to tonight. Very ambitious. Ambitious. Is that a word?
Sure. Strategery.
I have a story of a woman on a plane, something that she did. Is she a hero or is she a loser? You will decide.
Ooh, I like this.
Dude, he's such an effing loser.
We also have a story. This is from Buck's homeland. There is a $1 million mansion in San Francisco.
Which I don't think $1 million.
Well, it's more than that. Like millions of dollars.
Because when you say $1 million home in San Francisco, yeah, that ain't a mansion.
No, it isn't. I'll get the actual list price or the actual value of it, mm-hmm, but it's on sale.
Is it Buckley's like childhood home?
I mean, like a massive discount. Like you can get this thing for like $500,000. Okay.
What's the catch?
There is a catch.
Snake house, huh?
And I will tell you what that is.
Someone has pointed out that there is a young man who's going to play for Florida in the fall. And his name is Oliver.
That's a story we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
You talked about the awkward kid as a freshman and being 7 feet tall. Yeah, what he did.
This kid is so this is a tease for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could do it today if you wanted.
He is
7 foot nine, and he is about to play in college basketball. He will become the tallest player ever in the history of college basketball.
And he grew 8 inches in like 2 years.
There is footage of him playing in like high school or junior high, wherever, and it is adorable. What do you do if you're some poor bastard 15-year-old that's like, I'm going to go play basketball for my high school, and you walk out there and you're the 5'9 center, and meanwhile I got 7 foot nine here.
Also tonight we have a segment we like to call Attacks with Wolves. This hour, which bet is sure to miss and what sports are most worth having for a community? But right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number five.
The world champion Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark are teaming up to make a movie starring Ed Begley Jr., Tyler Hines, and Hunter King.
I don't know who any of those people are other than Ed Begley Jr., but the fact that Hallmark's involved, why are the Chiefs in?
They will be partnering with the NFL and Skydance Sports to create a holiday movie. It will be titled Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Wow.
It is, of course, following the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce love affair.
So they're going to have a mock Taylor Swift. It'll be like, you know, it'll be someone playing the role of the pop star that falls in love with the Kansas City Chiefs player.
I don't know. It didn't say that much, but it says it will be shot in Kansas City in July, and it will be on Hallmark Channel's annual Countdown to Christmas. This winter.
I know what Jordan Schultz will be watching come right December 1st. He loves those things.
Yeah, those Hallmark movies are good.
My wife likes them.
Yeah, they're good.
They're not good. Four. They're wildly predictable. The people are pretty.
Yeah, they are wildly predictable. It's the same formula, but it's just they feel good. They make you feel good.
She sits on the Buckley couch with their Labradoodle and eats Kraft macaroni and cheese and watches that.
Oh, come on. You know we're going for Annie's in that bougie place.
Texas A&M baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel just lost in the College World Series finale, but that's not stopping him from being defensive about being asked about going to Texas and then the next day going to Texas.
He attacked a reporter for bringing up the rumor and then literally 24 hours later left and will be the Texas head coach, which is awkward because that means that Texas and Texas A&M, the coach was directly involved in negotiating with their rival school while he was trying to win a national championship.
A bit
distracting.
Sort of leaving Ohio State for Michigan or vice versa, yeah. Or Duke for North Carolina or vice versa. Is there a worse school you could jump to?
Bama, Auburn.
Bama, Auburn, maybe?
Bama, Auburn. Because that's, and that's the thing with, like, Texas. I mean, that's in-state. That stinks. That's not good.
And he was only at your school for 2 years.
Yeah. Former Oregon State coach Mike Riley's wife, Dee Riley, has passed away. This happened a few days ago. She was 70 years old.
One of the sweetest people you'd ever meet. They had a great relationship. Mike spoke so lovingly about her, and obviously she had been battling dementia or Alzheimer. I mean, take your pick. But she had been...
Do I have to?
I don't remember if it was dementia or Alzheimer. Obviously, those things are obviously closely linked, but she had battled those for many years.
They were married for 43 years. Washington State removes the interim tag on AD Ann McCoy. She will take over permanently for Pat Chun, who left for Washington. In the 3 months she's been overseeing things, she managed to hire a new men's basketball coach, swim coach, and women's golf coach.
Well, there you go. Go Washington State. Because once you hire that swim coach, number two. Final piece is in place.
Number two.
Who needs a conference when you have a swim coach?
Major League Baseball trade deadline, July 30th. Mariners are already sniffing around a few White Sox players, including outfielder Luis Robert Jr. Other White Sox being targeted are outfielder Tommy Pham and pitchers Michael Kopech and Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, Tommy Pham's that dude that always wants to fight everybody.
Yeah. Reports Chicago currently scouting three teams' minor league systems, the Padres, Dodgers, and our Seattle Mariners.
Vladdy has even come out and spoke. Vladdy Jr. saying that he is open to a trade. The Yankees possibly kicking around the idea of going to get him.
MRI on the hamstring of Brian Wu reveals enough to put him on the 15-day IL. Mariners currently in Tampa taking on the Rays. Last I checked, it was 2-2 in the fifth.
Yeah, they lost a heartbreaker. So they now lost 5-6 yesterday. M's on a bit of a skid.
Yeah, 2-2, top of six.
And by the way, if you're the Mariners, don't get Tommy Pham. Go get Vlad Jr. Go get an actual big bat for once.
Yeah, they're not going to get Vlad Jr., dude.
Let's do it. Have some balls.
The most Mariner thing ever would be to get Tommy Pham.
Right?
He will do nothing for you to
nothing. You have one when healthy, you have the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball. Your offense stinks. Don't put a Band-Aid over it. Go get a real bat.
Knicks guard OG Anunoby opts out of his contract and into free agency. He turns 27 next month. NBA free agency begins on Sunday. Now, tomorrow is the draft. I don't know if you guys know that, but the Blazers have a couple of picks. They actually have four picks. Well, two tomorrow and then two on Thursday.
Yeah, because they've broken up the draft. So the first round will be tomorrow. Second round will be on Thursday.
So the Blazers pick 7th and 14th tomorrow. Our coverage will be at 10 Barrel Brewing in Northwest Portland. We will be there broadcasting, watching the picks, and drinking.
And Danny will possibly be touching himself because he's...
Well, he said he's not... Well, he's doing his show there.
Yeah.
But then he has to go do his podcast, so he's not going to be there drunk.
He's very, very excited.
But I will be.
There are some rumors that Portland might be willing to move 7 and 14 to try to move up in the draft.
You know, there is a very, very good basketball player who is not just rumored to be on the move this week, but it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that this guy will be traded. Have you been following any of this?
I don't know who we're talking about here.
We are talking about the Pelicans' Brandon Ingram.
Oh, yes.
He is going to be moved this week.
Yeah, there's a couple names that are kicking around.
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant. Milwaukee's got a couple guys. There's some talk that maybe Lopez or Middleton could be on the move.
Tim Hardaway Jr. out there.
Yeah, so we might actually see some wheeling and dealing, at least, you know, whether it's in the draft or shortly thereafter when we hit free agency.
Victor Rico's Mexican food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Which bet is sure to miss? That's next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hello.
Wow.
Sports and Hard.
We are Sports and Hard.
Because we love sports here.
Minus ITN. And then well, I guess we did sports in the first segment.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did hockey.
Yeah. Hockey, eh? But then we got into plane crashes and...
I've got shirt news.
Okay.
Do you guys want shirt news?
Yeah. I mean, I like shirts. Who doesn't like shirts?
I also like shirts.
Well, I would hope so. Is there anyone that doesn't like shirts? Maybe like McConaughey?
Nudist.
Yeah, nudist.
Gronk.
Yeah, never nudes. Yeah, there are those guys. You know, but do they hate shirts or do they just like their bodies?
J.R. Smith.
When you find a very comfortable shirt, I mean, come on. We all know that feeling. You put on a shirt, it feels great, fits you well. You're like, oh yeah, buying four of these bitches. Let's go.
Maybe we should send J.R. Smith a few of these shirts.
But he wouldn't wear them because he hates shirts.
Yeah. Well, again, I think that's just a lot of, you just like the way you look. And to be fair, again, if I looked like J.R. Smith or McConaughey, I probably wouldn't wear a lot of shirts either.
That summer after he won the championship, he didn't wear a shirt for like a month.
Well, he was living his best life.
Yeah, he was.
You're lucky he was wearing pants.
We have new $25 shirts in the Fan merch locker.
Yes.
For you guys.
And by the way, one of these to a very good cause.
So, first of all, you can get Dirt and Sprague Bacon football t-shirts, and you can get Danny and Dusty Absolute Unit t-shirts, and I don't really know what that means, but
I think
I'm guessing their listeners do.
I'm guessing that. I think that's Danny always says that he's an absolute unit. I think that's one of those ones that he says quite a bit.
Danny calls himself an absolute unit?
No. I think he likes to say that.
References athletes as he's an absolute unit.
Dude's an absolute unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can get that shirt. Or you can get the newest shirt is Help Mike Take a Swinge at ALS.
Yeah.
Swinge spelled S-W-I-N-J.
One of the great drops we have on this fine station.
That's Swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
All the proceeds there go to Mike Lynch's GoFundMe. He has been diagnosed with ALS.
Yeah, so...
So buy it.
It's a great shirt.
Damn it.
Support a great dear friend of ours going through the battle of a lifetime, and you can find all of that. 1080thefan.com, look for the merch locker.
Yeah.
And you got our shirts up there, too, but buy the Swinge shirt.
Yeah.
And then if you
want... Buy them all.
Buy one of the others, but make sure you buy the Swinge shirt, because, again, all of that money does go to Mike.
So coming up in our next segment, what sports are most worth having for a community? But first, I've got hot bet news here. I saw this from Ben Fox, not F-O-X, but F-A-W-K-E-S.
Oh.
I think he used to be like an analytics guy in the NBA. Now he's like a betting dude.
I just like the name Ben Fox.
Because most people, you know how, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of funny how in this world of legalized sports betting now, we just get sudden sports betting experts.
Yes. Yeah, they just pop
up. When the reality is that they're not really. They just maybe have a little extra money.
I followed him for a while, and I think he's been a Vegas betting guy for at least 5 years now.
Well, wasn't he a former analytics guy in the NBA? Might have even worked for the Blazers.
I don't know. I'm trying to dig into his past now, and I don't know that part.
He's a veteran of the sports betting industry, having started and covering it in 2010 at ESPN.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
That according to MLive.com. In fact, I was on a betting show this morning giving hot Seahawk takes. I was on one of the BetQL morning shows to discuss whether or not 7.5 was an appropriate total for the Seahawks.
Well, what are we doing, over, under?
Over, under?
I'm pounding the over. Pounding the over.
Yeah, they're on this list here that I was about to tell you, but it's not for the season. This is just for week one. Mm. So Ben Fox tweeted out the most lopsided week one NFL bets on DraftKings. And this is by Money Wagered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only DraftKings. So it's just one book. So take it for what it's worth.
Sure.
But I was stunned by these numbers.
All right, give it to me. What
and I don't mean stunned by the point spreads. I was stunned by how lopsided these bets are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you the top. There are more than five here, but I'll give you the top five.
Okay, talk to me.
In the interest
Goose.
Of time. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 8. Okay, we'll do all 8. 82% of the bets are on the Eagles -1.5 hosting the Packers.
Really?
Yes.
People love Philly.
They love them.
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you what. Did anyone not see the way Philly ended and see the way Green Bay finished? Like, I'm not saying that that's obviously going to Philadelphia, but, dude, that's surprising that 85% of the people are on Philly.
Well, again, the old adage is if you bet against the public long-term, you're going to win money.
You're going to win money.
So,
although the point spread there being, you know, that's essentially, it's a pick'em game. I'd like it if I was catching more points.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that the public is piling on Philly,
yes.
Which means they're probably wrong.
Yes.
Although I will say, last season, particularly, this doesn't always work out this way, last season was a very square better season in the NFL, according to all the betting experts.
Was it?
In other words, the public won a lot last year because just the conventional wisdom of how games would go went Played more out. Than it usually does. So, you do get seasons like that, but generally speaking... go against the public, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So 82% on the Eagles, I say bet the Packers. Okay, 83% of the bets are on Tampa Bay -3.5 hosting the Commanders.
3.5. Jaden Daniels, and I would tend to...
They're betting against rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, I would tend to... I don't like the hook. Obviously, and I don't love what Tampa's got going on. I mean, they kicked it into high gear at the end. I haven't paid a ton of attention to what Tampa did in the offseason. Just off the top of my head, I would tend to lean that way as well and take Tampa and give the points.
84% of the bets are on the Cardinals +7.5 at the Bills.
Well, here's two things that I don't fully understand. Everyone seems to be loving Arizona for some reason, and I don't get that.
Me like, neither.
What has Arizona done?
They're the hot team?
They're
trendy for some reason.
They are trendy. A lot of people have them finishing third in the division ahead of the Seahawks. I don't get it. I've even seen some people that think that they're a dark horse playoff team. I, for the life of me, do not understand where this sort of...
Well, they started pretty good last year when everybody thought they would just be the worst team in football, right?
Well, they played hard and competitive, and I know they got Kyler Murray back, but Kyler Murray came back and was merely just check down Charlie. You know, when Kyler Murray came back, he had one of the worst yards per attempt in the NFL. I mean, all they did with that guy was check down, and now there's a new commitment to run the ball. I need to see anything from Arizona. But there is just this belief. And then in Buffalo, there's the idea of you lost Gabe Davis. You lost, why can't I think of their number one receiver?
Stephon Diggs.
And so now everyone's writing off Buffalo. You know, I've seen some people that have Buffalo not making the playoffs because you lost Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs.
Playoffs.
Boy, you know what? Although it is 7.5. Again, you're giving me that hook. But if people are pounding that and that number comes down and I can get that less than 7, and by the way, that's at Buffalo.
Yep. It's at Buffalo.
And it's a 10 a.m. game, Pacific time. That's when you're having, for the Cardinals having to play on the early body clock. You get that thing where I don't have to give up the hook. I can get that at 7 or 6.5, and it sounds like it's probably heading that way. I'll jump all over the Buffalo Bills on that.
By the way, the texts are saying that Packers-Eagles game is in Brazil.
That's right, Sao Paulo.
That's the weird, you're not supposed to wear green game, even though both teams are green.
Okay, it just gets worse. 86% of the bets are on the Ravens +3 in Kansas City.
Wow.
86%.
How
on Baltimore?
Huh? That is one that I can't figure out.
Championship hangover,
I guess.
Something like that.
Maybe.
Don't teams on banner night? Isn't there like a trend of them not covering the spread?
I think that's right.
Yeah, I'd have to again. And again,
the revenge game.
Yeah.
From the playoffs.
I do love that. Well, you know, we may have lost the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but we're going to win this week one game, and then I'll really show you. It's like,
91% of the bets are on the Lions -3.5 hosting the Los Angeles Rams.
Hmm.
Come on, man.
That's a little sneaky.
That's a bad bet. The Rams, that's a close game.
Yeah, Rams are good. I mean, the Rams showed everyone last year, you know.
Yeah, people sleep on the Rams.
People sleep on the Rams. People sleep on McVay.
Stafford,
and again,
against that defense.
Yeah, I get the hook. Although, you know, Detroit spent some capital to beef up that defense, and you know that's a Super Bowl esque team. I'll tell you what, that's sneaky game of the week right there.
But everybody loves the Lions,
and that is, I believe, that is the Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
92% of the bets are on the Giants -1 hosting the Vikings.
Ugh. Are that many people confident in?
I don't know. I wouldn't
Daniel
touch that.
Jones and company.
I wouldn't touch that game.
No. I'm going to go and just stay away. And it does sound like Sam Darnold, by the way, is going to be the starting quarterback there in Minnesota, not JJ McCarthy, at least to start. Yeah, that's just for two kind of crappy teams. That's basically a pick 'em game. It's odd that many people are going with the New York Giants. Strange.
94% of the bets.
Let's see what happens when the sharps come in on these.
Are on the Seahawks -4.5 hosting the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't like that number, though.
I don't
like that number.
What's everybody see in Seattle?
Well, I think Seattle is a sneaky good team. And, you know, Denver, rookie quarterback, I mean, they're tearing that thing down. That's a full rebuild. It's in Seattle, tough place to play. I just don't like the number, but Seattle win. The right side of that game is Seattle. I just don't know if that's going to be a big bet at the number. But Seattle has a sneaky good roster. And, you know, if McDonald can come over, as you can see, I was doing this morning on BetQL. I love the over 7.5 for the Seahawks. The Seahawks have won 9 games the last 2 years, and this is a better version of Seattle. And Mike McDonald should be able to fix whatever the hell is wrong with the Seahawks run defense, which has just been beyond putrid. They added Byron Murphy to it. The offensive line should be better if healthy. This is a 9-10 win Seattle team, and Denver, sneaky, may be one of the worst teams in the league.
And the last one, the most lopsided bet, week 1 on DraftKings, the NFL.
I'm trying to think of what, I'm looking here at the schedule. I'm trying to think of what else would be that tilted.
98%
Cincy?
Of people are on the Chargers.
Oh.
-3 hosting the Raiders.
Huh. What's the spread on that?
Three.
And I got to tell you, give me LV.
Taking the Raiders, huh?
Yep. It's the Harbaugh effect. Everybody's like, oh, Harbaugh, Herbert, they're never going to lose. Meanwhile, the Raiders just play their asses off. Max Crosby will punish. Who's their coach? Pierce.
Who's their quarterback?
Well, they said that Aiden O'Connell is slightly ahead of Gardner Minshew.
So that's who's going up against Herbert. I mean, that's a tough one for me to get past. I like fading the public, but that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that. I hate to say it, but I would be with the public. I'm not betting on the Raiders.
Which of all those bets is of all of them is sure to miss? What are the people most wrong about?
Oh gosh. Boy, that Arizona Buffalo one is the one I wanna point to. I don't get why we're giving Arizona so much credit.
Bills by a million?
Yeah, the Bills are going to be fine. Bills are going to be fine on that one. That, and I think, like you said, the Rams-Lions, maybe. Yeah, the Rams are going to keep that close. That's going to be a tight, tight game.
All right, what sports are most worth having for a community? We'll get to that when we return. But first, Buck with Sports Center. I was reading about the Eugene Emeralds, who are unfortunately going away. Did you know that?
Can't say that I did. I've never been to a Eugene Emeralds game, but to those down there that do, it sucks to lose your team.
Yeah, I haven't been to a game down there either.
I worked there for a summer for the team.
Of course you did.
Now, do they have their own stadium?
They did then. It burned down.
Oh.
I think someone burned it down. I think it was like kids' accidental arson. They're kids like playing with matches, burned down Civic Stadium, and then they played at the new PK Park. It happened to coincide fire at Civic with when the Ducks baseball program
got started. So they've been playing at PK Park.
I don't know. They might have gotten a new place, but I know initially when their place burned down, they were sharing with the Ducks.
You may have just explained what happened, because you know how the MLB came through and they changed their standards, their ballpark standards?
Yeah,
and
it's
they
like, kinda... that's why the Hillsboroughs... God, I can't speak
you're,
me.
You're doing great.
The Hillsboro Hops had to build a new stadium because the old stadium no longer meets the requirements of Major League Baseball.
But they also restructured, like they cut out the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes.
Yeah, they got chopped.
And so Eugene was one who could have been like the Hops, where you know, if they had a stadium bond and it failed, and so because of that, they're never going to be able to meet the MLB, the new standards, by the deadline for ballpark. So they're likely going to be out of there.
Yeah.
So that's 2 out of 3 minor league teams in the area that are getting the boot. Although I think the Volcanoes are still playing. They're just playing independent.
Kind of like what the Pickles do then.
But I asked the question, like, what sports are most worth having for a community? Because to me, minor league baseball might be that sport.
Really?
When you consider, well, I mean, you have to consider, like, not everybody's going to have NFL.
No. Do you see that the Jags and the Panthers both in the last 48 hours got deals done for the public to finance new stadiums, or at least giant renovations in the case of Jacksonville?
Well, that's great. I mean, look, it's a big deal. I get it. Everybody loves the NFL, or at least, I mean, the NFL could work anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, Major League Baseball is great, but again, you know, Eugene's not getting Major League Baseball.
No.
I don't know. I think that if you take it's just all encompassing, what is great for a community that doesn't cost that much money, and great for kids, I think it's minor league baseball.
I think it's either that or what I've seen
with MLS and the Thorns, that's hard to beat too.
Well, again, you're talking about two very different things, in that, you know, look, I get that MLS isn't, and the, you know, where the women's league, like those aren't Major League Baseball, but you're talking about organizations that are approaching $1 billion. In fact, I do think now the MLS, I think one of the LA teams officially hit $1 billion. So you know, those are different than minor league baseball. But yes,
well, no, but I'm just saying, I'm kind of saying, all things considered, those two seem like the best deal. Even though those are obviously two very different things,
yes,
those two seem like they offer the most. All things considered, to the community,
I can't disagree with
because
that.
Because of the way the way the fan bases get behind the soccer
and
teams,
and it's accessible and it's cheap.
The kids love it. That going to the games is an event.
Yes,
it's maybe my favorite would be MLB or NFL, but it's not about what my favorite is. I think just all encompassing for a community. I think it's really hard to beat minor league baseball, and it sucks that it's going away. And I also think if a city can get MLS. Dude, it's legit.
Yeah. I've joked. One of my very, very good friends has season tickets to the Timbers and the Thorns, and we go to the vast majority of those. And as someone that didn't grow up with soccer, I'm still to this day, I can't say that I'm any sort of giant soccer fan. There are very few things that I enjoy going to do more during my summer than going to Timbers and Thorns matches. They are they are great activities to go to. The game doesn't take very long. They're easy to get to. I don't have to drive down to Eugene. Again, I think you can buy tickets to most Timbers games for $25. I think the Thorns, it's probably more like 15. So again, a lot like the Winterhawks, and to your point with minor league baseball, it's very affordable. Yeah, I do think it offers a lot. I think Major League Baseball can do a lot of that. I would say, if all things being considered, I'm going to go Major League Baseball. But to your point, not everyone gets Major League Baseball.
Well, I also think the other problem with Major League Baseball compared to Minor League Baseball, even in a city like Portland, is pricing people out.
Yeah.
I think when you get to the hops, the pickles, the Emeralds, the Volcano, you know, that's just so accessible. It's right down the street. It's easy to park. People you know are there. The kids love running around. You don't have to worry about the kids getting lost.
You ever been to a Pickles game?
Yeah, no, I haven't yet.
So when I was growing up in Anchorage, we had the Alaska League, which is just summer league baseball. Same thing, independent, like what the Pickles play. And ours was Mulcahy Park. And I used to freaking love going to those games. And when you go out to the Pickles, that's what it is. Like, half the kids that go to those games they go stand behind the grandstands or sit in the outfield and they wait for foul balls.
Right.
The Pickles do an amazing job of giving families cheap, fun experiences at ballparks.
And there's something for everybody there.
There really is. They minor league baseball.
Well, that to me is minor league baseball.
Yes. Minor league baseball plays. It's a different role than even Major League Baseball and any other sport. And yes, when your community has it, it can be a really, really cool thing when done right.
Well, and I think, too, when you connect the dots between what you're saying about MLS or the Thorns and minor league baseball, it's summer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
It's just a fun thing to go out and do during the summer months. And unlike a lot of the NBA or even hockey, which I absolutely love, it's indoors. There's something great about sitting outside and having a beer and sun on your shoulders, and just the game almost becomes secondary. It just becomes a community activity. It's a block party where there happens to be a game going on.
So I would add one more. So if we're asking what sports are the most worth having for a community, this is not all about money. It's not all about prestige and big NFL stadium, you know, with rabid fans. Okay, I'm talking about just people, you know, people getting the most out of it.
Yeah,
I think it's minor league baseball. It's some sort of pro soccer like MLS, and then I would add college football. I think college football, if you look in the South and some of these smaller, you know, college towns and what the college football does, even just the college sports, but generally the college football for those towns, there's nothing like that.
No. The only thing with college football is you get six or seven of them a year, whereas minor league baseball or MLS or whatever, you get a significant number of them.
And even college football can price people out.
Yes, absolutely. Dude, I hear from people all the time. And college football, a lot of times, they're not in big cities, and so you do have to come from it's an all-day thing. I mean, take Eugene. Eugene isn't a giant city, but the vast majority of people that go to those games are from far away. And we all know that is a major commitment. And that's the beauty part of some of these others, that if you can put it near everybody, it's not an all day thing. You can go in a couple hours. It's one of my favorite parts about the Timbers and the Thorns is it's a 3-hour commitment and that's it. Like, you're in and out, you know how long it's going to take to be there and then you're gone. It is not an all day thing. I love that.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Eugene Emeralds. Sounds like they're going away.
Someone said they were selling weed at the Grateful Dead night at the Pickles game Friday.
I think I read, and Joe Fisher may be able to confirm this, but I think they were the first baseball team ever to sell THC-infused beverages at their games. They did that earlier this month.
I do love going to those games. They are great. Because it's not quite Savannah Bananas, but it certainly is not serious baseball.
Go ahead.
Have you been to a Savannah Bananas game?
No, but I went on a night to the Pickles where they tried to adopt a lot of the rules of Banana Ball, where they made things kind of screwy and different and invoked some different rules, and that made it really fun.
If you guys haven't seen, most of you guys have probably heard of Savannah Bananas. No,
I've never seen a game.
If you have not heard of the Savannah Bananas, do yourself a favor, get into about a 20-minute, 30-minute Google Vortex of what they do.
You'll love it.
Dude, it is gold.
There's an awesome, I think it's produced by ESPN, there's an awesome mini documentary series on it called Banana Ball. I think it's part of the E60 series.
And I think they're now doing like barnstorming tours, if I'm not mistaken.
They just sold out Fenway Park.
Yeah, I think they travel around back there.
Dude, I don't know why more places aren't trying to just completely copy that, because it is gold.
The Pickles do lean.
They wade
in
there. They wade into that pool for sure. It's not to that degree, but they're trying to capture a little bit of that.
Yeah.
All right. Up next. Ooh, Jason.
Yes.
Guess what's next?
Isachi. I don't know. I couldn't even begin to guess.
Isachi. I bet you could. Open segment.
Right in the butt.
I love those open segments.
On the Fan. So the boss hates it when we tease the open seggy, but you know, the open seggy, oftentimes
it leads to good things.
It does. It leads to content maybe we missed in our award-winning show prep.
Who doesn't love a good mystery bag, you know?
Yeah.
Although I've never once ordered the mystery t-shirt. I see that sometimes like on websites. You're like, hey, mystery t-shirt, $7.
Or they'll do a mystery box. Like, you'll get a hat, a t-shirt, and a long sleeve. And you're like, yeah, but I don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, I got a real good idea of what that is. I don't think anyone gives you the good stuff in the mystery box.
Now, this is a story that just came to us within the last hour.
Yeah, someone was like, hey, you should check out what's going on over here.
A football coach in the Beaverton School District and a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department, same guy, has been placed on leave after allegedly shaking and slapping players at a football camp. His name is Jamal Jones. He is the high school coach at Westview.
Maybe not for long.
And he is accused of waking up players on his team by shaking and slapping them early in the morning during a multi-day overnight football camp at Linfield.
Why?
Around 4:30 a.m. Tuesday, the McMinnville Police Department responded to a welfare check at the campus of Linfield, which was hosting multiple high school football teams. The police department did not identify the name of the coach accused, but reported that he is also a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department and added that the matter is under investigation to determine if there are any criminal offenses.
Well, I don't understand the point of waking your kids up at 1:30 in the morning when they're sleeping and then jumping on them and slapping
them. This isn't Navy SEAL training. What are we doing here?
I did find an article. I guess he moved here from Northern California. It's this. I kid you not. Police officer Jamal Jones moved to Portland to give my family a better life. Now I will help develop high character men. Whoops. That is his passion, helping young men develop into men, helping them develop into high character men.
Yeah, but see, that's, you know, this is the problem with guys like this.
He thinks
that's what that does.
Yeah, don't, just FYI to all you coaches out there, and I think most of you know this, don't go into a kid's room at 1:30 in the morning, first off.
4:30.
He went in at 1:30, the police got called at 4:30.
Why was he waking him up at 1:30?
That's the question. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't, just... entering any of your players' rooms in the middle of the night when they're sleeping, possibly in their underwear, don't do that. That's not good.
That right there is a crime. You know,
just... Even hazing, which has to be denounced, usually is player on player. It's not a coach hazing players. Like, I don't get what he's getting out of this.
Well, he's developing high character men.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was reading about the Eugene Emeralds, who are unfortunately going away. Did you know that?
Can't say that I did. I've never been to a Eugene Emeralds game, but to those down there that do, it sucks to lose your team.
Yeah, I haven't been to a game down there either.
I worked there for a summer for the team.
Of course you did.
Now, do they have their own stadium?
They did then. It burned down. Oh. I think someone burned it down. I think it was like kids' accidental arson. Their kids like playing with matches, burned down Civic Stadium. And then they played at the new PK Park. It happened to coincide fire at Civic with when the Ducks baseball program got started.
So they've been playing at PK Park.
I don't know. They might have gotten a new place, but I know initially when their place burned down, they were sharing with the Ducks.
You may have just explained what happened, because you know how the MLB came through and they changed their standards, their ballpark standards?
Yeah, it's like, that's why the Hillsboro's... God, I can't speak
you're,
me.
You're doing great.
Doing great. The Hillsboro Hops had to build a new stadium because the old stadium no longer meets the requirements of Major League Baseball.
But they also restructured. Like, they cut out the Salem-Keizer Volcanoes.
Yeah, they got chopped.
And so Eugene was one who could have been like the Hops, where, you know, if they had a stadium bond and it failed. Mm. And so because of that, they're never going to be able to meet the MLB, the new standards by the deadline for ballpark. So they're likely going to be out of there.
Yeah.
So that's 2 out of 3 minor league teams in the area that are getting the boot. Although I think the Volcanoes are still playing. They're just playing independent.
Kind of like what the Pickles do then.
But I asked the question, like, what sports are most worth having for a community? Because to me, minor league baseball might be that sport. Really? When you consider, well, I mean, you have to consider, like, not everybody's going to have NFL.
No. Do you see that the Jags and the Panthers both in the last 48 hours got deals done for the public to finance new stadiums, or at least giant renovations in the case of Jacksonville?
Well, that's great. I mean, look, it's a big deal. I get it. Everybody loves the NFL, or at least, I mean, the NFL could work anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, Major League Baseball is great, but again, you know, Eugene's not getting Major League Baseball.
No.
I don't know. I think that if you take it's just all encompassing, mm-hmm. what is great for a community that doesn't cost that much money, and great for kids, I think it's minor league baseball.
I think
it's either that or what I've seen with MLS and the Thorns, mm-hmm. that's hard to beat too.
Well, again, you're talking about two very different things in that, you know, look, I get that MLS isn't, and the, you know, where the women's league, like those aren't Major League Baseball, but you're talking about organizations that are approaching $1 billion. In fact, I do think now the MLS, I think one of the LA teams officially hit $1 billion. So, you know, those are different than minor league baseball. But yes,
but I'm just saying, I'm kind of saying, all things considered, those two seem like the best deal, even though those are obviously two very different things.
Yes.
Those two seem like they offer the most, all things considered, to the community.
I can't disagree with
because
that.
Because of the way the way the fan bases get behind the soccer team.
And it's accessible and it's cheap.
The kids love it. Going to the games is an event.
Yes.
It's, maybe my favorite would be MLB or NFL, but it's not about what my favorite is. I think just all encompassing for a community. I think it's really hard to beat minor league baseball, and it sucks that it's going away. And I also think if a city can get MLS, dude, it's legit.
Yeah. I've joked, one of my very, very good friends has season tickets to the Timbers and the Thorns, and we go to the vast majority of those. And as someone that didn't grow up with soccer, I'm still to this day, I can't say that I'm any sort of giant soccer fan. There are very few things that I enjoy going to do more during my summer than going to Timbers and Thorns matches. They are great activities to go to. The game doesn't take very long. They're easy to get to. I don't have to drive down to Eugene. Again, I think you can buy tickets to most Timbers games for $25. I think the Thorns, it's probably more like 15. So again, a lot like the Winterhawks, and to your point with minor league baseball, it's very affordable. I do think it offers a lot. I think Major League Baseball can do a lot of that. I would say, if all things being considered, I'm going to go Major League Baseball. But to your point, not everyone gets Major League Baseball.
Well, I also think the other problem with Major League Baseball compared to minor league baseball, even in a city like Portland, is pricing people out.
Yeah.
I think when you get to the Hops, the Pickles, the Emeralds, the Volcano, you know, that's just so accessible. It's right down the street. It's easy to park. People you know are there. The kids love running around. You don't have to worry about the kids getting lost.
You ever been to a Pickles game?
No, I haven't yet.
So when I was growing up in Anchorage, we had the Alaska League, which is just summer league baseball. Same thing, independent, like what the Pickles play. And ours was Mulcahy Park. And I used to freaking love going to those games. And when you go out to the Pickles, that's what it is. Like, half the kids that go to those games they go stand behind the grandstands or sit in the outfield and they wait for foul balls.
Right.
The Pickles do an amazing job of giving families cheap, fun experiences at ballparks.
And there's something for everybody there.
There really is. They minor league baseball.
Well, that to me is minor league baseball.
Yes. Minor league baseball plays, it's a different role than even Major League Baseball or any other sport. And yes, when your community has it, it can be a really, really cool thing when done right.
Well, and I think, too, when you connect the dots between what you're saying about MLS or the Thorns and minor league baseball, it's summer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
It's just a fun thing to go out and do during the summer months. And unlike, a lot of the NBA or even hockey, which I absolutely love, it's indoors. There's something great about sitting outside and having a beer and sun on your shoulders and just – the game almost becomes secondary. It just becomes a community activity. It's a block party where there happens to be a game going on.
So I would add one more. So if we're asking what sports are the most worth having for a community, this is not all about money. It's not all about prestige and big NFL stadium, you know, with rabid fans. Okay. I'm talking about just people, you know, people getting the most out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's minor league baseball. It's some sort of pro soccer like MLS. And then I would add college football. I think college football, if you look in the South and some of these smaller, you know, college towns and what the college football does, even just the college sports, but generally the college football for those towns, that's there's nothing like that.
No. The only thing with college football is you get six or seven of them a year, whereas minor league baseball or MLS or whatever, you get a significant number of them.
And even college football can price people out.
Yes, absolutely. Dude, I hear from people all the time. And college football, a lot of times, they're not in big cities, and so you do have to come from it's an all-day thing. I mean, take Eugene. Eugene isn't a giant city, but the vast majority of people that go to those games are from far away, and we all know that is a major commitment. And that's the beauty part of some of these others, that if you can put it near everybody, it's not an all-day thing. You can go in a couple hours. It's one of my favorite parts about the Timbers and the Thorns is it's a three-hour commitment, and that's it. Like, you're in and out. You know how long it's going to take to be there, and then you're gone. It is not an all-day thing. I love that.
All right, well, rest in peace, Eugene Emeralds. Sounds like they're going away.
Someone said they were selling weed at the Grateful Dead night at the Pickles game Friday.
I think I read, and Joe Fisher may be able to confirm this, but I think they were the first baseball team ever to sell THC-infused beverages at their games. They did that earlier this month.
I do love going to those games. They are great. Because it's not quite Savannah Bananas, but it certainly is not serious baseball.
Go ahead.
Have you been to a Savannah Bananas game?
No, but I went on a night to the Pickles where they tried to adopt a lot of the rules of banana ball, where they made things kind of screwy and different and invoked some different rules, and that made it really fun.
If you guys haven't seen, most of you guys have probably heard of Savannah Bananas.
No, I've never seen a game.
If you have not heard of the Savannah Bananas, do yourself a favor, get into about a 20-minute, 30-minute Google Vortex of what they do.
You'll love it.
Dude, it is gold.
There's an awesome, I think it's produced by ESPN, there's an awesome mini documentary series on it called Banana Ball. I think it's part of the E60 series.
And I think they're now doing like barnstorming tours, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they
just sold out Fenway Park.
Yeah, I think they travel around back there.
Dude, I don't know why more places aren't trying to just completely copy that, because it is gold.
The so Pickles do lean
they wade
into
in there.
That
they wade into that pool for sure. It's not to that degree, but they're trying to capture a little bit of that.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, Jason.
Yes.
Guess what's next?
Isachi. I don't know. I couldn't even begin to guess.
Isachi. I bet you could. Open segment.
Right in the butt.
I love those open segments.
On the Fan. So the boss hates it when we tease the open seggy, but you know, the open seggy, oftentimes...
it leads to good things.
It does. It leads to content maybe we missed in our award-winning show prep.
Who doesn't love a good mystery bag, you know?
Yeah.
Although I've never once ordered the mystery t-shirt. I see that sometimes like on websites. You're like, hey, mystery t-shirt, $7.
Or they'll do a mystery box. Like, you'll get a hat, a t-shirt, and a long sleeve. And you're like, but I don't know if they're going to be.
Yeah, I got a real good idea of what that is. I don't think anyone gives you the good stuff in the mystery box.
Now, this is a story that just came to us within the last hour.
Yeah, someone was like, hey, you should check out what's going on over here.
A football coach in the Beaverton School District and a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department, same guy, has been placed on leave after allegedly shaking and slapping players at a football camp. His name is Jamal Jones. He is the high school coach at Westview.
Mm. Maybe not for long.
And he is accused of waking up players on his team by shaking and slapping them early in the morning during a multi-day overnight football camp at Linfield.
Why? Like,
around 4:30 a.m. Tuesday, the McMinnville Police Department responded to a welfare check at the campus of Linfield, which was hosting multiple high school football teams. The police department did not identify the name of the coach accused, but reported that he is also a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department and added that the matter is under investigation to determine if there are any criminal offenses.
Well, I don't understand the point of waking your kids up at 1:30 in the morning when they're sleeping and then jumping on them and slapping
them. This isn't Navy SEAL training. What are we doing here?
I did find an article. I guess he moved here from Northern California. It's this. I kid you not. Police officer Jamal Jones moved to Portland to give my family a better life. Now I will help develop high character men. Whoops. That is his passion, helping young men develop into men, helping them develop into high character men.
Yeah, but see, that's, you know, this is the problem with guys like this.
He thinks
that's what that does.
Mm. Yeah, don't, just FYI to all you coaches out there, and I think most of you know this, don't go into a kid's room at 1:30 in the morning, first off.
4:30.
He went in at 1:30, the police got called at 4:30.
Why was he waking him up at 1:30?
That's the question. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't, just... Entering any of your players' rooms in the middle of the night when they're sleeping, possibly in their underwear, don't do that. That's not good.
That right there is a crime.
Even hazing, which has to be denounced, usually is player on player. It's not a coach hazing players. Like, I don't get what he's getting out of this.
Well, he's developing high character men. So yeah, first off, no. Second, I say this all the time. I say this to coaches. I say it to administrators. I said this to the Timbers and Thorn staff. Just don't touch people. Just keep your hands to yourself, and then you're fine.
America, yeah.
It's not that hard. Don't hit your kids. Don't slap them. It doesn't make them better people.
So this is his first year as Westview coach.
Yeah, he was at Franklin before this.
He was Franklin. He was at a high school in California as well.
Yeah, before he moved here to make a better life and to help shape and mold high character men.
So the Hillsborough Police Department made sure to let us know that he was not acting in the capacity of a Hillsborough employee at the time.
No, that's...
But he is still on leave there as well.
hitting people for his police job is entirely separate.
That's right.
Between hitting people and his football capacity, they have nothing to do with one another. Jeez Louise. I would like to hear eventually what the explanation is for entering children's rooms at 1:30 in the morning in football camp and smacking them. I'm intrigued because there's always a good excuse. I love hearing whatever sort of tale that you can come up with. I read just recently there was a mom and a dad that got sentenced to prison because they were locking their teenage son in an 8x8 cell in their garage.
As one does.
Yeah. For hours at a time. They did put a bucket in there for him to go to the bathroom. And they said that they are not monsters. They did it for the safety of their family.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But apparently they were living in fear. Therefore, they would lock their son. I'm guessing they were in fear of the son. I don't know. Maybe he had rabies. But they would lock him they constructed a cell in the garage. But they did have an explanation. And there's always an explanation. So I'm waiting for Coach Jones, I believe it was, to explain why slapping children awake in the morning builds high character men. Because you know he's got one.
It's not necessary. I mean, obviously all of it's bad, but then you read in the story that like he was doing it to incoming freshmen. Those kids are like 13. Like, chill out, man.
You can't build high character men unless you start with high character boys.
That's true, I guess. Hadn't thought of that.
And by the way, I'm reading... call Detective Gillis for advice? With his case.
Show off some ripped pants. Look what the kids did to my pants.
Yeah, by the flags! Way,
reading this article about him coming to Portland, boy, some of his quotes, he sounds exactly like you think he would.
What is he saying?
He's a very, very, football is the cure for everything.
Yeah, I hope we elect to kick ass, is what I hope we do.
He just says right here, just all you need to know in quote when someone asks him what he's all about, I'm a ball coach. he's a tough love ball coach, Rop. That's right. He's about two things, football and men. And in this case, young boys. Gosh, this is the part, like, I love a lot of stuff about football. And there's a lot of things that I enjoyed about my time in football. But God, I encountered so many of these people, and I'm so happy.
It's littered with these guys. They're just Neanderthals.
Yes.
But it is very likely, though, we have got a text here. It's very likely the Lord told him to violently wake his athletes.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't you think?
I would think so. You know, it's part of that whole thing.
Created in God's name, image, and likeness, like Dabo's program.
And you know what, Rob? You're not understanding because you're not part of his program.
Right. How could I possibly understand? I'm not on the inside.
No.
I'm just a hater.
Yeah. It's being taken out of context, and this is about, you know, it's a whole media thing.
There's nothing I love more than my kids.
Think there will be a team activity to haze the whistleblower?
Oh, I would like to believe so. Yeah. The person who, I don't know, called the cops. You know, I'm not sure what I would do if I was 13 and I was awoken to a strange man standing over me slapping me, but I'm guessing that would probably shake me up a little bit too.
And why has Westview not fired this guy? Maybe they're just making sure the allegations are...
Yeah, you got to wait and see what
happens. Probably getting statements from all the kids, getting their lawyers involved to make sure that they've covered their behinds, and that'll be that.
And again, I'm waiting to hear from Coach Jones. I would like to hear his side of the story.
The running backs coach at Liberty.
Quality control assistant at Liberty.
Don't hit your players. It's not that hard. Oh, and don't sleep with them either. That's kind of for the college people too, but you know.
No, high school too.
High school too. Yeah, don't. Yeah. But I guess that goes into keep your hands off everyone and other body parts too.
Yeah.
Just no bodily contact. You'll be fine.
All right. Hero or loser, an airplane story, and a $1 million mansion with a catch. Those items next in the club on The Fan. So the boss hates it when we tease the open seggy, but you know, the open seggy, oftentimes...
it leads to good things.
It does. It leads to content maybe we missed in our award-winning show prep.
Who doesn't love a good mystery bag, you know?
Yeah.
Although I've never once ordered the mystery t-shirt. I see that sometimes like on websites. You're like, hey, mystery t-shirt, $7.
Or they'll do a mystery box. Like, you'll get a hat, a t-shirt, and a long sleeve. And you're like, but I don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, I got a real good idea of what that is. I don't think anyone gives you the good stuff in the mystery box.
Now, this is a story that just came to us within the last hour.
Yeah, someone was like, hey, you should check out what's going on over here.
A football coach in the Beaverton School District and a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department, same guy, has been placed on leave after allegedly shaking and slapping players at a football camp. His name is Jamal Jones. He is the high school coach at Westview.
Mm. Maybe not for long.
And he is accused of waking up players on his team by shaking and slapping them early in the morning during a multi-day overnight football camp at Linfield.
Why? Like,
around 4:30 a.m. Tuesday, the McMinnville Police Department responded to a welfare check at the campus of Linfield, which was hosting multiple high school football teams. The police department did not identify the name of the coach accused, but reported that he is also a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department and added that the matter is under investigation to determine if there are any criminal offenses.
Well, I don't understand the point of waking your kids up at 1:30 in the morning when they're sleeping and then jumping on them and slapping
them. This isn't Navy SEAL training. What are we doing here?
I did find an article. I guess he moved here from Northern California. It's this. I kid you not. Police officer Jamal Jones moved to Portland to give my family a better life. Now I will help develop high character men. Whoops. That is his passion, helping young men develop into men, helping them develop into high character men.
Yeah, but see, that's, you know, this is the problem with guys like this.
He thinks
that's what that does.
Mm. Yeah, don't, just FYI to all you coaches out there, and I think most of you know this, don't go into a kid's room at 1:30 in the morning, first off.
4:30.
He went in at 1:30, the police got called at
4:30. Why was he waking him up at 1:30?
That's the question. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't, just... entering any of your players' rooms in the middle of the night when they're sleeping, possibly in their underwear, don't do that. That's not good.
that's a crime. You
know, even hazing, which has to be denounced, usually is player on player. It's not a coach hazing players. Like, I don't get what he's getting out of this.
Well, he's developing high character men. So first off, no. Second, I say this all the time. I say this to coaches. I say it to administrators. I said this to the Timbers and Thorn staff. Just don't touch people. Just keep your hands to yourself, and you're fine.
America, yeah.
It's not that hard. Don't hit your kids. Don't slap them. It doesn't make them better people.
So this is his first year as Westview coach.
Yeah, he was at Franklin before this.
He was Franklin. He was at a high school in California as well.
Yeah, before he moved here to make a better life and to help shape and mold high character man.
So the Hillsborough Police Department made sure to let us know that he was not acting in the capacity of a Hillsborough employee at the time.
No, that's...
But he is still on leave there as well.
Hitting people for his police job is entirely separate.
That's right.
Between hitting people and his football capacity, they have nothing to do with one another. Jeez Louise. I would like to hear eventually what the explanation is for entering children's rooms at 1:30 in the morning in football camp and smacking them. I'm intrigued because there's always a good excuse. I love hearing whatever sort of tale that you can come up with. I read just recently there was a mom and a dad that got sentenced to prison because they were locking their teenage son in an 8x8 cell in their garage.
As one does.
Yeah, for hours at a time. They did put a bucket in there for him to go to the bathroom. And they said that they are not monsters. They did it for the safety of their family.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but apparently they were living in fear. Therefore, they would lock their son. I'm guessing they were in fear of the son. I don't know. Maybe he had rabies. But they would lock him they constructed a cell in the garage. But they did have an explanation. And there's always an explanation. So I'm waiting for Coach Jones, I believe it was, to explain why slapping children awake in the morning builds high character men. Because you know he's got one.
It's not necessary. I mean, obviously all of it's bad, but then you read in the story that like he was doing it to incoming freshmen. Those kids are like 13. Like, chill out, man.
You can't build high character men unless you start with high character boys.
That's true, I guess. Hadn't thought of that.
And by the way, I'm reading... call Detective Gillis for advice with his case.
Show off some ripped pants. Look what the kid's into my pants.
Yeah, by the flags! Way,
reading this article about him coming to Portland, boy, he... Some of his quotes, he sounds exactly like you think he would.
What is he saying?
He's a very, very, football is the cure for everything.
Yeah, I hope we elect to kick ass, is what I hope we do.
He just says right here, just all you need to know in quote when someone asks him what he's all about, I'm a ball coach. he's a tough love ball coach, Rob. That's right. He's about two things, football and men. And in this case, young boys, gosh, this is the part, like, I love a lot of stuff about football, and there's a lot of things that I enjoyed about my time in football, but God, I encountered so many of these people, and I'm so happy.
It's littered with these guys. They're just Neanderthals.
Yes.
But it is very likely, though, we have got a text here, it's very likely the Lord told him to violently wake his athletes.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you think?
I would think so. You know, it's part of that whole thing.
Created in God's name, image, and likeness, like Dabo's program.
And you know what, Rob? You're not understanding because you're not part of his program.
Right. How could I possibly understand? I'm not on the inside.
No.
I'm just a hater.
Yeah. It's being taken out of context, and this is about, you know, it's a whole media thing.
There's nothing I love more than my kids.
Think there will be a team activity to haze the whistleblower?
Oh, I would like to believe so. Yeah. The person, I don't know, called the cops. You know, I'm not sure what I would do if I was 13 and I was awoken to a strange man standing over me slapping me. But I'm guessing that would probably shake me up a little bit, too.
And why has Westview not fired this guy? Maybe they're just making sure the allegations are...
Yeah, you got to wait and see what happens.
Probably getting statements from all the kids, getting their lawyers involved to make sure that they've covered their behinds, and that'll be that.
And again, I'm waiting to hear from Coach Jones. I would like to hear his side of the story.
Soon be the running backs coach at Liberty.
Quality control assistant at Liberty.
Just don't hit your players. It's not that hard. Oh, and don't sleep with them either. That's kind of for the college people too, but you know.
No, high school too.
High school too. Yeah, don't. Yeah. But I guess that goes into keep your hands off everyone and other body parts too.
Yeah.
Just no bodily contact. You'll be fine.
All right. Hero or loser, an airplane story and $1 million mansion with a catch. Those items next in the club on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.